Check, check.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for joining me on the tailgate.
Hey, what's happening? It's Gate of the Tails.
A show that Matt will not be on again this week.
Yay.
I didn't even, usually I'll have like one, at least one topic for the tailgate, and I didn't even manage that for some reason.
The tailgate topic?
Tailgate topic.
Will you now begin collecting numbered white albums?
Not me. Did you look at your white album?
Yeah, mine is a 70s reissue. So second or third pressing, I guess you'd call it.
Oh, okay.
No numbers. Mm. But it's got posters in it, which are kind of cool. It's got posters of the Beatles.
It's posters of the Beatles.
But I will now be looking for a numbered version. Very nice, very nice. Are you going to the Foos?
No.
No.
No, it's too much.
Too general admission for you.
Just too many things stacked against it.
Oh, no.
You know, we went to last time. To work
night. Oh, yeah.
Work night, school night. Mm-hmm, Corona's still in the air. Just too many things stacked up against it, I guess. I'm sure. Damn. I'll be regretting it as soon as I start seeing pictures from the show, like before the band comes on.
Everybody's Instagram stories of their favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh my God, I love this part. Oh no, I love this part. There's more terrible audio.
Yep.
For you to be jealous of.
The video I took of the last show, one of the songs, we have like the worst seats. We're way up in the corner. And so the video is just, you know, can barely see what's going on. And it's like got a ton of hits. I'm just like, a ton of play views. I'm just like, why did this get in the mix somehow?
Yeah. What made this special? Do you have any concerts coming up? Any?
Nope.
That were postponed from last year?
Nope. Nothing. I never bought anything.
Boom. BRB.
Okie dokie.
Getting beautiful early.
All right, I have returned.
I have a double. I'll start with the double. The Shanning from Hen House.
The Shanning? Is that a play on The Shining?
Yeah. Well, The can.
Ah. That's terrible. Who let that guy put his face on a can? Oh boy. I'm fine. Thanks for
asking. Are you gonna die?
Yeah, just dying over here. So, yeah, I'll be back. I'll just be back as a ghost. Oh yeah. I'm not sure if it's allergies or what. My nose decided to start dripping. How you doing over there?
I'm good. In my crackers.
Yeah, man. Get the crackers.
Whenever you feel ready, you can go.
Oh, boy. It's the most wonderful time for a beer and other Christmas classics. Join us on The Perfect Pour.
And other Christmas classics. Just any other and other ones.
Yeah. All I want for Christmas is beer.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
The Nick.
Oh, the Matt.
Ooh, fake out.
Matt, fake out. No, Matt, right now, you just never know. He could chime in. I'm feeling like not this week, but I'm going to keep saying that maybe he will, just so you can keep tuning in. The Matt fans.
Ooh, the teaser.
Yeah, it's possible.
Keep the cliffhanger. Oh, shit, that's not good.
Oh, my gosh.
And breaking Nick it is, already.
Nick is going to break his leg and file for workman's comp.
That's right.
Perfect poor workman's comp. But yeah, you never know. He still could get in there. Yeah, there was one recently where we thought he wasn't going to show up, and then all of a sudden he was there. So,
I love gold.
Well, we're just going to be hanging out and drinking some good beers and talk about the beers we drank last week and some beers we're looking out for. We're going to talk about some beer culture, and listeners are going to call us and tell us some stuff. That's what we do, man. We just hang out. Hope you enjoy hanging out with us. And that sound means that Nick has opened a new beer. What do you got going on there?
Haven't had a Goza in a while. I think this is Compliments of Wazoo. It's the Man Bun Samurai Raspberry Goza from New Glory.
All right.
It's nice. It's not tart at all.
Your hair is long enough now. You could have a man bun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not quite sure how to do that yet, but maybe there's a YouTube video on how.
Yeah, look up YouTube videos on how to do a man bun. I think it'd be fine now that man buns are sort of over or no one talks about me anymore. Now it'd be cool to do it.
Oh, and kids will ask me what it is.
Yeah. What is that?
What's that? Man bun.
Surprised you haven't heard of it. Man buns were all the rage for guys that wanted their hair long.
Man buns are over.
Were you drinking something before on the tailgate?
My tailgate beer was a Celebration Ale.
Right. Well, I'm still drinking my tailgate beer because it's the double. I haven't gotten through it yet. The Shining. It's got a Shining reference. The Here's Johnny of Jack face coming through the door, but it's somebody else. It must be somebody at the somebody the brewery knows.
Nobody else somebody knows. Of significance to the brewery.
Yeah. It's a double IPA. It's got Motueka, Mandarin Bavaria, and Mosaic.
Okay.
So it's a nice beer.
Was that the beer that was that the hop that made you buy that?
Maybe, the Mosaic. Yeah. The girl at the Whole Foods, she saw that. She was all, whoa, that's some can.
Yeah.
I think she's all, I guess that's appropriate for this time of year. And it was after Halloween. So I think she was kind of referencing Halloween, but.
Oh, like the can dressed up for Halloween?
Yeah, like it was scary. Like
that was the can's costume. Oh, dressed up like The Shining. That's
it
hilarious. Looks
pretty good in a beer Instagram photo if you put it. And it's the way he's looking. Looks you could put a beer glass next to it and looks like he's looking at the beer. So maybe we'll put it as the show art this week. So that's what we're drinking. We're all ready to begin the programming.
Get ready to get ripped.
Well, boy, a lot of choices here. Who should we start off with?
I don't know. Too many choices.
Nick.
Let's see. Right now I'm reading 50 Subtle and Brilliant Details That Make Back to the Future Genius.
Oh. See, that would have been good for the tailgate.
Oh, now you tell me.
Stop recording and go back to the tailgate.
Stop recording, go back to the tailgate. Speaking of Celebration Ale, did not know this bit of trivia, but it's been brewed for 40 years now. This is one of Sierra Nevada's earliest IPAs.
Yeah, I was like, I saw that too this week, and I was like, huh? 40 years?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I almost wanted to mansplain the Sierra Nevada and be like, are you sure? I don't think that's right, Sierra Nevada.
Is that how long it feels like it takes to brew it?
Ooh. Like, come on, I don't think you understand what 40 years mean.
Like, are you sure?
Are you sure, Sierra Nevada?
Have you thought about this?
Don't you mean like 15 years?
You mean like 2005, right? Yeah, like COVID, you think COVID added 22 years?
Yeah, they showed that little, I don't know if it was Instagram or Twitter video of previous labels.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I need one of them bottles, the original label art. Oh, speaking of which, it's good.
Should have been collecting this whole time.
Sierra Nevada.
Wow, they've been doing that since before Matt was born, at least.
Yep.
He's never lived in the world without Celebration now. That's pretty.
His whole life, Celebration Ale has been around.
Yep, just been sitting there.
I don't see any original bottles on eBay. I don't know about this.
Man, that doesn't make sense. Like, it seems like...
Yeah.
40, I'm still questioning Sierra Nevada. I don't know what they're talking. Like, In my early days of drinking, like, you know, it was called microbrew, wasn't called
right, yeah,
craft beer. And we would, as far as the people I knew, the people in their 20s, we probably drank the we were probably not, beer geeks wouldn't be the right thing, but like, we drank different stuff, more different than everyone else did, even though we drank our share of Keystone Lights. But like,
yeah,
I feel like if it was craft beer, whatever it would be, you know, import microbrewery, we would have had it then. I do not remember sober, you know, but I guess yours right.
I mean, maybe they would know.
Maybe it just wasn't around, you know, it was around Chico or something. I don't know.
Oh, you think this was a tap room only?
Maybe.
So,
what is that?
Here is a tap handle with a copyright date of 1994.
Wow.
On eBay for $20.
Oh, that's a pretty good price.
That's a low price.
That's a low price.
Ooh, what is this coaster? We have a coaster. Are we ready?
Oh, what is this one?
Oh, no copyright date. Damn. Oh, there it is. Hover to zoom. Oh, not a copyright date. It's an older looking label, though. Oh, no, it says SierraNevada.com. This has to be from 2000 or later. I'm not sure they had a website in the 90s.
Yeah, come on.
Who are you trying to fool?
Well, congrats on 40 years of celebrating Sierra Nevada.
Congrats. I will continue to do research as I pretend to pay attention to the show.
I've seen a few people that are like, they're younger. They've always been younger people. And they'll have their celebration, and they're like, it's not that big a deal. And then it'll be like a long comment thread of other people like, yeah, not that big, not that great, blah, blah, blah. It's like, they're just not getting it. Like, the same way I don't get, Allagash White.
This is their Allagash White.
A lot of people not getting celebration, Alan. To me, it's like a palate cleanse, a yearly palate cleanse.
Oh, the reset.
Yeah.
Remember what IPA used to taste like.
Palate reset every year. It's a guaranteed palate reset. I feel like this year's isn't it just me or my head, or isn't it a little bit more winter spice in it? Like, this year's a little flatter as far as, when is there usually like a little bit of winter spice in there, or am I thinking of something else?
Like right now, I kind of believe you now that you said that, but I would have never missed that until you did say that.
But it does,
now I kind of want that in there, but I don't recall it ever having that before.
Okay, I think I'm mixing it up with another beer.
What's the
I'm missing Tioga's Christmas tree beer.
What's the Jubilee? Who makes that one? Is that Deschutes?
Yeah, that's
the Deschutes. Is that the one you're thinking of? That one's kind of wintery spice.
Yeah, it might be. It might even be the New Belgium made one a seasonal too, right? Didn't they? It was like not snowshoes, but like snow something. It was a New Belgium one.
I
don't drink anymore.
In a variety pack?
Yeah, I think it would be. No, God dang.
Accumulation?
Yes. That was it. I remember that being a good beer I looked forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Before New Belgium just left the world.
Left us. Got on a UFO and disappeared.
But, you know, they're with Bells now. They have company. They've just been sitting there alone. Just all,
Hey, what's your name?
Is like, oh, I'll hang out with you. Oh, you will? Oh, come on. Come on over. I got a French onion dip. What else man. You want? You can have the pullout, or you can sleep in my bed. I'll sleep out here in the pullout. That's fine. You can have my bedroom.
Wow, stay as long as you want. And French onion dip.
It's been so lonely here.
In the buyout craft section.
No beer geeks come around anymore. Nobody talks to us. What else going on, Nick?
If you are in Arizona, which I do believe we know somebody that is now.
Yeah, we know. I know many of peoples, but yeah.
You know many. Just moved there. Well,
and we have a
you should tell them
perfect pour friendly bar in the Phoenix area. Oh.
Tap savvy,
yeah.
Tip savvy.
So I hope XL go. He went to Corfor in Oklahoma City. So I hope XL makes it out to Tap Savvy now.
Yeah, go get some savvy. Where'd my article go? I don't know. Anyways, Santan Brewing is now getting into distilling. And you could get an American whiskey from Santan.
Wow.
And I do believe
I've been
Excel Pedro, if he hasn't found out about this yet, I believe he'll be excited to hear it.
I've been to Santan. It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty big space. Pretty big drinking space. They serve
food. Drinking.
I think I remember. Yeah, they have food as well, I believe. And it's not Chandler, but it's close by Chandler.
Oh, here we go. Santan's Cask Club. Where is Santan? Well, somebody's getting on it.
Oh, they're racing out on board, Nick. You're missing out.
Gotta go.
Do you and Matt like try to guess motors or cars when you hear, you hear a car off out on the big street out there? You're like, oh, what is mm-hmm. that? You're like, ah, oh, it's a Chevy. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, we try and guess. You usually tell Volkswagen. Sometimes a Subaru will fool you. Similar.
You can hear exhaust a Subaru. Note.
Yeah, you put a little zoom zoom in a Subaru, and it kind of sounds like a jacked up Volkswagen. Subaru. Sweet. They're actually putting Subaru motors in Volkswagens too, because they fit very nicely. Out, huh? I don't know where Santan's not telling me where they're at. I'm on their website.
This Chandler area.
Oh, they make all kinds of stuff. Whiskey, gin, vodka, canned cocktails.
Good for them.
So Santan, no longer just a brewery, which I think is getting more and more popular.
Yeah. Even though
I don't think
hard seltzers have kind of leveled out, but pretty much not tanking is the right term, but
no, but they've calmed down.
They definitely, their bubble has been burst, kind of. What, you know, a year ago, it looked like there's no ceiling. It's just going to be all hard seltzer one day. And now it's like, what's next? What's the next thing?
Yeah, what's the next thing? Let's try something different. They are in Chandler, Arizona. Yes, you are correct.
Yeah.
Knew it.
Knew it. Had it.
A couple looking out fours, possibly. Possibly you. Device has a s'mores stout called Goodnight Kiss. I would like to try it and compare it next to Tioga's s'mores beer. See how it holds up.
What's Tioga's s'mores beer?
I think it's just called s'mores, like apostrophe more, no, s'more.
Now I see it.
I'll have s'more beer.
S'more beer, please.
Wasn't there another campfire high water campfire stuff? Yes. Wasn't that a s'mores beer?
That was a big time.
Big
for
time.
A while there. That was like the best of the marshmallow.
Yeah.
Influenced beers.
Perfectly brewed.
I'd have that one again.
Maybe one for you and possibly Matt. I know we used to be big fans of Bear Republic. They are now doing a hazy called Through the Haze IPA.
Okay.
You don't trust it?
No, yeah. I'm sure. I trust it.
It's like Bear Republic should stick to clear beer.
It's like like once you get past, because Bear Republic, I believe it's because I think that's when I went to. It's just a little north of Santa Rosa,
Healdsburg.
Yeah, and Healdsburg, and that seems to be where the line is where it starts getting malty. Like, because like by the time you get up to
the Portland, bitterness.
By the time you get up to Portland, everything's pine trees and malt and pine trees. And like
spruce tips.
That Healdsburg, yeah. That Healdsburg's where it starts. Like it's Russian River is like your final California West Coast beer. And then it's you get to Healdsburg, it starts like, all right, let's have some piney stuff. Let's reintroduce malt into them. So that's my hesitation. I'm like a little bit like. That northern California has got a little bit more of that Oregon IPA influence.
Yeah. It's too East Coast. Mm-hmm. East Coasty. Well, maybe if we see it, maybe we try it.
Yeah, we'll try it.
Yeah. Maybe if it comes to us.
Yeah.
Maybe if it's Bear in Lowe's V8 Cafe in California Adventure.
It's been quite a while since a brewery sent us any beer to drink or gave us any beer or dropped some beer off. I guess we're just not cool anymore.
We're too big in Belgium.
Yep.
Be cool here.
Belgium loves us. Norwegians love us. They're like, eh.
Shadow of a Doubt, Imperial Porter from Russian River, speaking of, is back for the season.
Oh. Are they going to package it? Is it going to?
Yeah. Tap, bottles, and distribution starts next week.
Ooh.
Online ordering as of December 10th.
Looking forward to the market.
Hope it makes today. It. Because it's Friday and not Wednesday. If you are still trying to find gifts for that person in your family that claims they love craft beer, do not get them a mix pack.
Why?
Instead, go to Modern Times and go to moderntimesmerch.com and buy them something from their extensive gift shop.
I love gold!
You don't have to worry about a... Wow, that thing's so thick it doesn't even show up on the audio. You don't even have to worry about you checking your dates on the merch.
Yeah.
Because my poor sister buy me IPAs all the time. Not all, you know, basically when mm-hmm. she comes over, she'll try to bring me something. And she does a good job, but a lot of times it just date, you know, it's hard to check date for somebody that's not always checking dates. It's, you don't know. So sometimes they're old. And, you know, checking dates, it's hard to buy for the point is it's hard to buy for a beer geek. It's hard to buy beer for a beer geek.
When we know more than you, it's for a non beer geek.
Even for a beer
has she ever gone to St. Martin and been like, Mikey, I bought you these. They were upside down, so they must have been special.
Yeah. Not yet. Like, oh, I saw these St. Martin. They're all upside down. I was like, oh, this got to be something. I was like,
yeah,
that was me. I did that. And that's because they're all bad.
It's like, this is what the kids do, right? They turn over the good ones. Mm-hmm. The turn upside down the good beers. That's how you know.
Yeah, most of it.
I bought you all of them.
So many. There's so many little liquor stores now. They can't trust them anymore because the dates are just so junk. Mm-hmm. Now. On the loop, that place on the loop that we'd always go next to the sports bar. What is that one? I don't know.
Oh. That was a
easy trip, but or is it easy trip? I don't know. But like anyway, like that was like a go to place that the only place that was get Alvarado Street and all that stuff. But now like all the stuff is just the dates are just junk. It's just so junk.
Oh man.
And like there's several other there's that place in the Ranchos that has a ton has a ton of stuff. But all like ton of their dates are just junk. It's just
man. the boom has slowed.
I wish I wasn't an IPA drinker.
Find some amazing stouts over there.
I opened up PB&F Adventurous Brewing Imperial Stout with marshmallow, peanut butter, and milk sugar. Brian.
Are you feeling
Cyclone.
Okay?
Cyclone, yeah. BA Cyclone donated to the show. Ooh, my gosh. I did not know this. It is a 12.7% beer. I just came from a double IPA to a... I guess this is a triple. They're saying Imperial. You know. Triple stouts and imperial stouts kind of blend together. But this is some Iowa beer. It's pretty good, man. It's hiding that 12.7 real well.
Well, it'll find you. Don't worry.
I can handle it.
Yeah. We know. We're not.
Check in an hour. We'll see how
I'm handling it. How the show's going. And there's nobody driving that car barreling down the freeway.
What else are we talking about?
Modern Times gifts. There are some cool stuff there. Most importantly, you can donate cold brews to frontline nurses.
Oh.
So you could buy this for $5, you could buy one cold brew, or for $50, you could buy 12, and that will get donated to frontline workers who need it or would like it. It's just a cold brew coffee. I don't think it's beer, but still a nice gesture.
Yeah, that's cool.
Other cool stuff. They got hats and mugs and, you know, swirly tumblers. But yeah, check your favorite brewery for their merch.
Mind getting some Modern Times merch for Christmas?
You might. You just might. Especially if you like coffee. Oh. Yeah, lots of coffee. This beer is drinking really easy. It's scary.
Easy. What was that percentage?
Easy. It's a Gozo, so I'm guessing it's low. 5%. It's a 5.
It's pretty good for a ghost.
Yeah, it's up there.
What else then?
That's all for now.
Okay.
The rest has been cut.
Been cut. Dragon. Maybe I should save it for Matt's here, but it doesn't actually. Matt can chime in next week. Feels like it.
We'll just retell it.
You think that I was thinking about this week. You think that Instagram, with all the beer pictures and everyone taking beer pictures, do you think we would be as into hazies as we are? If Instagram didn't exist, a beer taking like nice, pretty pictures of your beer wasn't a thing. If there's just no social media about taking pictures of beer, would hazies have taken off? Would they be at the level they are now? And if not, how much lower, how much less would they be?
So are you saying hazies are popular because people wanted to have the photo of the most haziest beer they could possibly find and out hazy the next guy? Is that what you're saying?
I'm gonna out haze you.
Drove the popularity through the roof.
Did you see what beer guy 25 did? I'm gonna out hazy that motherfucker.
Yeah. So if you're saying there was no Instagram and Hetty Topper got their way and convinced you to leave Northeast New England IPAs in the can, they wouldn't be as popular.
Yeah.
And nobody would know why Hetty Topper's so good. Think it's good.
We'll never know because we're not allowed to look at it.
Yeah. Don't look at it. It's going cloudy. It's going bad, you say? I don't think we should be drinking that right now.
Now, I say that as enjoying hazies, you know, on a certain level or long as there's not a whole bunch of, I'm just not all night drinking hazies. That's just going to mess me up. But a hazy here, a hazy there, it's good because they're smooth, super smooth, easy to drink.
Okay.
And delicious if they're fresh. I mean, no beer on earth.
Like green or properly greenish matured. Or just
properly matured, but that properly matured only lasts for about 6 weeks. I mean, there is not a beer style on earth that is more sensitive to time than hazies, right?
Than the haze. All right. So what does Instagram do? It keeps them fresh because you see them right away?
No, but I'm just saying, like, the hazy's got to be fresh. Like, you can, a West Coast or just a straight IPA can still be all right to drink 6 months, 8 months out. You can still be like, get away with it. But if it's hazy at all, a 6 month old hazy, it's just horrible.
It's the grossest of the gross.
Yeah. But a good on point hazy is a delicious beer, so.
Mm-hmm.
They're just very sensitive.
They're sensitive. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it had something to do with it.
I mean, it definitely kicked it up a notch, that style. I'm just like, I'm just wondering if that didn't exist, would hazies have taken off? Because I know Instagram definitely helped push it further, but would have taken off at all without that. That's what I'm kind of wondering.
Well, it's the old catch 22, right? Because it's popular, they run out quickly. Therefore, you're always getting fresh beer. Therefore, it's always good. Whereas if, you know, it had sat for 6 months before you discovered it and you didn't like it the first time you had it, you wouldn't try it again. And therefore, it just continues to get older and worse. Yeah. So, yeah, keeping it, it being popular and keeping them in fresh rotation probably did a lot of work for it. You know, keeping the shelves clear of the old stuff probably kept you in the sweet spot of them being fresh and good and enjoyable.
Like that infamous Save Mart aisle cooler that has is just overstocked with beer that never moves, and just the dates just keep drinking. Like that, it is a, like I was saying before, the liquor stores now that just have all these old IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's something that the regular mini mart guy is not prepared for. Like, you don't have, there's nothing else in the mini mart that they have to worry about dates. You know, I mean, there's always like a little tiny milk section, but they probably aren't the ones stocking it. And then it's small enough to where it's just standard. If the milk date's past the day, then you pull it out of there. But the beer, they're not used to rotating the beer. They're not used to doing that much work on some section of the mini mart, where they've got to watch the dates and make sure everything's done properly. They're used to just like, you know, they're treating it. If you're not a bottle shop owner, then you don't know to treat that beer section like produce section. It's a produce section.
Right.
And you can't just like leave it like it's a soda, the soda aisle, where you can just leave.
They'll sell 2 years from now.
Yeah, just like whatever. Just stack them. Just keep stacking them. Doesn't matter. It's soda. It's, but you know, this beer is not. Yeah. But everyone,
it's got shelf life,
right? So it's too many people own these shops that don't understand the product, and then the reps aren't. That's a weird position for a rep to be in. Like, I guess it's not weird if it's your beer. If you're a distributor, you have this big portfolio. Maybe you're not as worried about it. But if you're the brewery, you're just like, okay, you can carry my stuff, but you've got to really watch it. You can't just like leave it. You can't just stock it and then leave it.
Right. The reason why Russian River didn't come to a lot of cities in the beginning.
See, I'm there. I'm there with them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you've done the supermarket thing. Obviously, having a bigger retail store allows you the luxury of writing off stuff and dumping the old product. But, you know, you can't... It'd be very hard for a small brewery to return old beer and stay in business, you know. So now it's up to the distributor to write it off and take the hit. They're probably not going to do that. So the poor store owner who got sold this promising quick selling beer is now stuck with it.
Oh, all the beer geeks love this. You're going to sell all of this. Okay.
Yeah, so what do? Do you keep it till it sells, or do you dump it and make room for new stuff?
I don't know, man. A beer to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
The ones where you can see the date, the most obvious dated beer out there on purpose, Stone's Enjoy By series.
Ooh.
This one is the one in the New Year's one. 1/1/22. And it is unfiltered red IPA. So you begin your year double red double IPA. It's a 9.4. So you begin your year with a red IPA. Maybe maybe Stone's trying to set the tone for 2022. Red IPAs.
Oh.
I know Matt would be fine with it. I'm not down. I don't dislike red IPAs, but they're very far. They're down on my list of beers I like. They're on my list of beers I like, but they're way down there.
Yeah, how much above white ales are they?
They're very very much above white ales.
No, okay.
Or Belgian wheat beers, way above them, but still low. Tioga's one of Tioga's favorite illustrators, occasional guest illustrator Kiever. He just did a big some can art for Treehouse. Their Curiosity 119.
Wow.
Is all Kiever labeled. So
collect
them. Tioga doesn't have an exclusive on Kiever artwork. But if you go to Rush Day at Tioga and that lookout room, that little room they've got, it's Kiever mural up in there.
Wow,
another thing to look forward to at Rush Day.
Oh, Saturday, yeah. 19th. Can that be our backdrop?
It can be.
For all the photo opportunities.
We can tag Kiever every time. Annoy him.
That's right. Hashtag Kiever. Kiever.
Kiever or Kiever?
Kiever. I don't know what is his name.
Kiever. Hardly know her. Well, that's enough culture since Matthew is not here. We only found this out right before we began the show, so we're not ill prepared, although we are somewhat accustomed to it as well, so it's not like we're not built for a member of the show not being here every week. We're just, that's how you last 437 episodes, is you allow people to take breaks when they need to or not be here. I'm gonna just keep it rolling.
Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
559-492-0542. That is an old school voicemail line. I know you, our younger listeners, are like, call a phone number and leave a voicemail?
What?
No way, bub. I know, but you can do it. I believe in you.
Can I text it?
Yeah, you can. You can text that number as well. If you want to text, we'll see it. And you can leave a voicemail there.
Can I Dropbox it?
You can Dropbox it. Or you can just record it yourself or write it out yourself and send that to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Let's start with the traditional voicemails, and we've got one, and it is from...
Hey, guys. How you doing? This is Jay.
What's up, Jay?
We're currently calling in, sitting in the parking lot of TF Brewing, because they're doing their yearly release of their Hollow Haze, the double... hazy Lime IPA.
Fest? In your car, Lime Fest?
I think it's one of the, if not the best beer made in Utah. It's fantastic. And no matter what Ant says, no, Epic's Big Bad Baptist is not the best beer made in Utah. Ooh. It's probably the most overrated. waiting in line for pick up some of that. But then also, there's another release today from another brewery, from Level Crossing Brewing. And this beer sounds interesting. So there's a kind of somewhat new, it's not a style, but It's a new thing. So it's called a Philly Sour. So this Philly Sour, it's a strain of yeast or bacteria, whichever, that's actually called Philly Sour. And from what I can tell, it's basically kind of like the Kvike yeast of like the sour world. So instead of doing a kettle sour where, you know, you brew up and you throw in some lactobacillus or whichever strain you're going to use for a couple days and let it get sour, and then they brew it, you know, cook it up again to kill all that off and finish fermenting with regular yeast. This is, you basically just ferment it like a normal yeast, and they say it produces a sour beer in 7 to 10 days at 25 degrees Celsius, which is, I believe it's probably something like 60 to 65 degrees, which is pretty chilly to make a sour. So usually wind up at a pH of about 3.2, so should be interesting. The hops they say they're putting in is Strata, Vic Secret, Zappa. I've never heard of that one. Citra Cryo and Azaka. So sour double IPA with 80 IBUs. So I guess we'll see what that tastes like. Something new, something different. Always fun to find. But other than that, keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Check your dates.
Oh, yeah.
Bye. Oh, yeah.
Don't turn the can. Turn the can.
Turn the cans over. Thank you, Hop Sound. Out there waiting for beer releases in the parking lot. Parking lot report. Wasn't a Bevmo, but still. The parking lot.
We'll let it slide. We'll let it slide.
And that's the traditional voice nozzle guy. So let's see what we got in our inbox. What's going on in there? All kinds of stuff. Especially when you accidentally go to the promotions tab. Start with this dude. I think this guy has some things to say about rest day problem.
Orale, what's up, Perfect Port? True, you be here. Matt, Nick, and Mike, how you about this doing? Check it out. Quick thing, homie. Pops is back in the hospital, Holmes. He was having hard times breathing, and comes to find out that he had liquid between his heart and his lungs, homie. They pulled out 1.1 liters of fluid. Seems to be a normal thing that happens to people that have heart surgery. So not threatening, but it's something that we need to keep an eye on. Hopefully Pops comes home today. Today's Tuesday. So Nick, I looked up Chubby's on Yelp. It doesn't look very appetizing, homie. I know the people like myself on Yelp do the reviews and post pictures, and not a lot of pictures of the breakfast, homie. So if you allow me, I would love to purchase you and your wife breakfast and at Frezzle's Breakfast House. The pictures that there look amazing, homie. So it's just as an appreciation of what you guys have done on podcasting. So that's just me showing you some love. If you allow me to buy you breakfast, let's make it happen. Mikey, invitation goes out to you and producer Becky and the kid, homie. Let me buy you breakfast as a thank you for everything you guys have done for us. And Courtney Love, homie, join us for breakfast. And guess what, Courtney? You're hearing this now. I'm buying you breakfast. So let's have at it, guys. I'm buying breakfast for you guys. Matt, I know you can't make it, but I can bring you a breakfast burrito. And if that doesn't work, I know the vendors hook you guys up, but I am bringing you a couple beers from L.A., so... You know, as an appreciation, as a Merry Christmas, as a Chew Your Beers, got you, homie. Hashtag, I got you. What are they, homie? So let's make it happen. December is coming around next weekend. I'm really pumped, looking forward to it. And anybody that's going to meet us for breakfast, DM me. We should be meeting up by 9:30. I'll keep in contact with the Nick because I do have his digits. Oh, and I'll just keep him posted on where I'm at and what the time looks like arrival. It's going to be a fun day, homies. So meet us out there. The Robins. Anson Robin, Fontana Gym, Evil Circle. Freaking Wazoo. It would be a pleasure to meet you, homie. Wazoo. It would be sweet to meet you, homie. Other than that, that's it. It's out there. Make it happen. Don't be embarrassed to let me buy you breakfast. It's embarrassing that I listen to all these shows and haven't sent you any money. So there you go. It's true, your beer. You have to watch it. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Look at that. Chew's just buying everyone breakfast. He's going to be able to stand up in the Fresno Breakfast House and be all, it's all on me. All the pancakes are on me.
All the pancakes.
That's it. That's it, Nick. Sorry. The Chevy's idea is out.
Well, I understand that he likes shitty breakfast, so that's okay. I'm okay with that. If he wants to waste his money on shit, then that's fine. No, I actually thought about it. Breakfast House kind of does make more sense because they have a bar. So if people do want to get started early, they could get a drink there.
Is that bar open in the morning?
Yeah, it is. You could eat breakfast in the bar or order drinks from it if you're in the regular restaurant. Breakfast House is good. It's really good, but Chew, you're missing out. I promise you, just because Yelp is full of a bunch of
don't go by Yelp,
fucktards on there. I'm sorry. But yes, we'll meet you at Breakfast House.
For every good reviewer on Yelp, there's like 5 bad reviewers. It's a very off percentage. I definitely, when I look at Yelp reviews, I very much look at it with like a side eye, I definitely judge the person that's leaving the review. I'm like, is this person you try to read between the lines of the review. It's like, is this person just really hard to please kind of person? And it's just like, man, they took 2 minutes before they came and as for our order and blah, blah, blah. Nope, this person's an asshole. Nope.
My coffee was hot. Do you believe that?
They brought my coffee really hot.
Yep. All right, Breakfast House.
Just like Untappd, you can't trust every review.
Yeah. One star, not my style. Yeah,
Yelp is even much worse than Untappd as far as people that don't know how to review things. Not Chew. I wonder if Chew Your Beer uses that on Yelp as well. I'm sure Chew Your Beer is one of the better Yelpers. But yeah, man, we're getting close to rush day. We're going to have one more regular show. And then it'll be our rush day show. And then it'll be the pours after that. So a lot happening, man. Goodbye to 2021 for the pour rush day.
Hey guys, XL here. Just wanted to give a quick call and give you a holiday booze shopping pro tip. Did you know you can go into Costco and buy spirits or wine or beer without your Costco membership? This is a true fact, at least in Arizona and California, and I believe Texas and a couple other states, perhaps more. The deal is that the liquor licenses, since they're granted by the state, it's considered a public liquor license, and you can't charge a membership to buy booze. Therefore, anybody can walk into a Costco and slam a couple bottles of Kirkland Scotch or whatever brand of wine and beer and other spirits you can find up on the counter and pay for it without the card. It's my little holiday gift to you. And before I go, just want to give a cheers to Radar for helping me locate something the other day. Appreciate it, buddy. You guys have a great night, and I'll talk to everybody later. Bye.
Bye.
Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Buffalo. He's updated his tagline.
Oh, poor Buffalo. That's a pro tip I have not heard about Costco, because I don't have a Costco membership. is you can, for alcohol, you can just go in and buy it.
There you go. Go buy it.
But it seems like they check your card when you leave or when you get in, don't they?
They do.
Because we would use my father-in-law's membership, but he moved to Portland, so I haven't been in Costco for a couple years. So.
Yeah. I bet if you told them what you were there to do, they'd let you in.
Right. I'm here to buy booze.
Because I'm just here to buy the booze.
Get the fuck out of my way. California law. Okay.
Yeah.
Want me to pull your license? Want to pull your license? I think so.
Yeah. You could always go in the exit as if you're going to the food court and then make your way over to...
Then just kind of wander in. No one's going to stop you.
Then you just kind of wander in, yeah.
Oh, if you go the exit way, does anyone stop you at all?
No, they don't stop you because you could just tell them, I'm going to member services or I'm going to the food court. Because the food court, same thing. You don't have to have a membership to buy food.
Oh, sorry, I forgot my booze at the register.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and get your booze, boozy. And then I'm in. And then I could just wreak havoc inside the Costco without membership. I'm not even
try all the free samples.
I'm here in the meat section, all this frozen meat, and I'm not even a member. What you gonna do? You walk in that produce,
touching everything.
That produce cooler they got.
I'm touching everything.
A little veggie cooler. You walk in there. It's like only slightly, it's only very slightly cooler than the rest of the store.
Yeah. Here it's 37.
Yeah.
Or the rest of the store is 38.
Yeah. Woo. It's chilly in here. Keeping this lettuce crisp, Costco. Good job.
That's right. Crisp.
Go get my 80 pounds of dog food now.
Dry food. That is the best deal.
100.
Hey guys,
can you hear me?
Can you hear me too?
No. Hey, what about me? Can you hear me?
We're not driving.
We're drinking.
And seeing as how today's recording night, and judging by last recording, you guys are still Zooming it or FaceTiming it or whatever the hell you're doing. Yep. I didn't decide to go and just show up at the studios with all of the guests here and surprise old Mikey.
Yeah, you know, we're waiting for Studio A to get reoccupied again with the three of you, but eventually, you know, you got to keep using the Uber. You got to be in the studio. Make it happen.
Yeah, if the three of us showed up tonight, it would be like a home invasion. We don't want to do that to you guys.
The last time I was there with Scotty B, half the show got forgotten.
That's right. And Jim puked on my car, too. That was fun.
Yeah. The other half the show got erased.
Yeah.
It happens.
Mikey and the Lost Show. Whatever.
It was a wild night. Those were the days. Maybe it'll happen again. Who knows? Oh, yeah. Long time no talk, guys. I know it's been months since I left the voicemail. Probably even longer since I listened to the show. But hey, I'm still a golden god because I'm paying my dues. So
that's right. I have a receipt too, so I want to be able to leave a fucking voicemail once in a while.
Yeah. Oh,
I hope this isn't the episode without cursing.
Oh god, that'd be terrible.
Uh oh. Drop an F-bomb. You want to tell them about how you got your salad tossed at Sizzler real quick?
So the girl asked me if I wanted her to toss my salad, and I said, well, that sounds like a lot of fun, but I don't think my wife would appreciate that.
Only if you can sign on the dotted line first.
Yeah, that's service.
Anyways, looks like we're signing off. So I wanted to say bye.
Keep up the good work.
And stay super.
So that was the Fontana Gym, Wazoo Corvette, and Scotty B at Fresbrew, I believe.
Wow.
Under talked about a beer bar across from Tower Theater, Fresbrew. Well, if the Fontaine Jim and Scotty B don't listen anymore, at least they still call, I guess.
At least there's that.
And let's go with one more voicemail.
Hey, fellas, it's Wazoo Corvette. Guess who had two Geddits in 1 week? This guy did. Yep, last weekend was down in Southern California. Got to hook up with the Ants and Robin while I was down there with my son. We hit up a really killer barbecue joint. Ants' choice, of course. Maybe Robin's too, but Ants and Robin's choice. Went down there and had a great meal, had some great fun, chitty-chatted for a while, and I think it's Robin's 25th or 26th birthday pretty quick. So happy birthday to Robin. Everyone should say happy birthday to Robin. Just great people. We swapped out some beers. Ants and Robin gave me some incredible beers. They hooked me up with a collab between Hop Butcher for the World and Slice. I haven't cracked into it yet, but it's in the fridge waiting for me. Also some Pure Project, I'd had already opened that one and drank it. Great beer, and a Green Cheek and a Monkish. I'm looking forward to getting into those. Just really excited to get in those beers. Unfortunately, having to work this week's getting in the way. Just great people. Yeah. If you're in Southern California, look up the Ants, look up the Robin, give them a holler. Even if they can't meet up with you, they'll tell you where to go eat and have the best drinks too. And then through the power of Discord, the Fontana Jim had reached out, and he reached out and said, hey, let's meet here. And guess who else showed up for a beer at a place called Fresbrew? The Scotty B. Yes, you may have heard from a previous voicemail, but the Scotty B, the Fontana Jim, and myself had a get it. Had a beer at the Fresbrew and then moved over to the Goldsteins and had another beer. Fantastic. It was my first time meeting Scotty B. Great guy. Just a great guy. Can't wait to have more beers with him for sure. Jim, Fontana Jim, he's kind of an asshole, though. Just kidding. Fontana's fantastic. Jim, was good seeing you. That's all I got. Hey, two get-its in 1 week. This guy did it. Keep up the good work. Check your dates. Have fun. Be safe. Please be safe.
Be safe.
Bye. I'm in Fresno.
What? Traveling.
Good job, Wazoo, man. Two get-its with major, major. Every perfect poor personality is major, but that's pretty damn. It's pretty damn special, right there. Good job, Wazoo. Good job, Fresno, for providing the venues for these get-its.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name. She
leave a name. Thanks for calling in, providing content to the show. If you're, don't be afraid. You can call in. We won't bite. You've never called in before or left us something. Go ahead and do it. Maybe next week we should do the no cussing week.
See if we can pull it off.
All right.
Let's see. Will there be editing or are we supposed to be on our best behavior?
No, I don't want to have to do any editing. I'll edit out the times I sound really drunk. But other than that, no editing. So here's my request. It's the official request for voicemailers for next week's show, which will be the show before Rush Day. Let's try to keep it. Imagine your kid is in the car, or your nephew or niece, or your your little brother, your little sister, somebody. Some kid that you just bond with is in the car when you call in, okay? So just keep
okay.
We'll keep it family friendly, and we're going to do a non-cussing, no sexual stuff, no cussing, just no whatever other rawness we do, I don't know.
It means we got to pay attention.
Yeah. Just an episode where somebody can play it in the car with their kids in the car. It's not catered to kids. It's just that you don't say anything that would, you'd be like, oh, if you're a parent, you're like, oh, crap, I don't want my kid to hear that. I don't want my kid to hear the Fontana Jim reference things. Damn it.
Fast forward 15.
Let's not scar children next week. That's all I'm asking. Dean and Kenny, what'd you have at the Foo Fighters show last night?
Probably a $12 Sierra Nevada.
Yeah, the Foo Fighters.
Maybe 16.
You're listening to this. It's Friday morning. Foo Fighters was last night. Oh my God, what another kick-ass show they did.
I haven't gone to sleep yet. I just stayed up all night.
What else did you have outside of those?
Still going over the set list.
At the Save Mart Center.
After the $12 Sierra Nevada, probably downgraded to the $7 Dos Equis.
Ugh. I guess that actually of the Mexican beers, Dos Equis is pretty good.
Before that, earlier in the week, had Mexican chocolate stout nitro on nitro from Barrel House. One of four new stouts they have on draft right now. The stout season over at Barrel House. They had a peppermint stout.
I'm
kind of curious about trying it, but worried it was going to be nothing but peppermint
there?
Flavor.
Will they give you a taster there?
Along with our newly distributed society beers, I think you've seen the 2 4 packs that they offer. What's the pale ale? Bachelor?
Yeah.
Pupil?
Pupil and Bachelor.
And then the Butcher, the Stout.
Butcher.
They also have 16 ounce cans in the singles mixed six pack section.
Yeah.
So I had the Hot Tooth double IPA from them.
Nice.
Yeah. Very nice beer. That is my uniques.
All right. I had just bought kind of randomly bought a bottle of the Russian River Happy Hops.
Ooh, nice.
Always a good beer. Of course, I had several celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
It's still celebration season.
Got to
January 1st to get out through all your celebration meals. I went to Yard House for the first time in 2 years.
Wow. 2 years, really?
Yeah. And, yeah, like everyone's kind of been saying about Yard House, they're not really fully functional. Like they're not, they're definitely not pre-pandemic Yard House. And their menu is, I think you were talking about it too, but I've heard it from other people. Like their menu is pretty much half. And
no more binder. You get a two-sided card.
Yeah. And their beer selection is not as indie as it once was. It is definitely corporate beer. So it's like it's a little bit more difficult now at the Yard House. So I went with the Kolsch.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I was like, because I had a pizza.
Okay. And
Kolsch is great with pizza. So
like, not a bad choice.
None of the IPAs were
interesting.
Were doing it for me. Although I almost hit on their house beer is apparently made by Stone. And so I was like,
How long has that been going on?
I don't know, but it seemed to be all Stone made house beer. So I was like, well, at least that's something unique that I can have here and not going to have it anywhere else. But then I saw the Kolsch section. I'm like,
I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, I don't like it. So I had a Gaffel Kolsch from Private Brahir. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce the European names so well. Private Beheer Gothel Becker Kolsch.
Wow.
That was like their most expensive Kolsch. It was like $7.50
oh, really?
For a pint.
Damn.
But I'm like, this was, it was like early afternoon. Wasn't really in drinking mode. We're just trying to attempting the Christmas shop. And
oh man.
So I was like, all right, I'm just going to get one beer and I guess I'll go in and pay some money for the one beer. So I don't know if this is like a more coveted Kolsch because I paid almost $8 for a pint of it, but anyway, it was good though. I was
as long as you felt like you get your money's worth.
It went well with the pepperoni mushroom pizza I got. Oh, New Glory Brewing Full Meta Jacket.
That
is a hazy IPA.
Meta.
It was pretty damn good. It had Mosaic heavy and it was fresh. And if you can get that Full Meta Jacket now before it gets any older, jump on it this weekend. I'm guessing by next week it's probably going to be done, but
aged out.
More of that the Shanning that I was having earlier here in the show from Hen House has a good double IPA with Mosaic in it. I'm recommending that one as well. That one I got at Whole Foods. And like you, Nick, I taken advantage of the new to us society, new distributed to us society.
Newly distributed.
And I had the Hop Tooth.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, good beer. And then I had another pail from the Crypt from Liquid Gravity Brewing, the pail. And those are the more notable beers had this week. Should we look at Matt? Because he'll probably say it next week. Because I don't think he listens, so he doesn't know that we're going to out him here.
Bearded, anything's possible.
Bearded Brewer. Oh, no, I'm looking in the wrong place. I did this last time, too. So you got to look up people. You got to hit your profile and then hit the people in the top left. And that'll bring up the search bar. And then if you're searching for a user that you're not friends with, you got to do another step. Now you're in that friends bar. If you want to search for somebody you're not friends with, then you hit the add in the top right. Then you do another search. But if you're searching for somebody you know you're friends with, you can search right here. And I'm going to search for Bearded Brewer. And then there he is, Matt from the Perfect Pour. Look at that guy. He lives in Fresno. Let's see if we can pull out some unique stuff that Matt did. Highland Park Brewery. Phil Pills? Not sure if that was bought at Highland Park. He might have gone to Highland Park. Because there's another Highland Park beer called Bort's. Yeah. And from Liquid Gravity, he had Liquid Portal. All unrated. Classic industry move of not rating the beers. Just checking them in. And he had one from Barrel House, the Barrel House Stout. Kind of a boring untapped week for Matt. Come on, man.
Man, he's holding. He knew you were going to talk about it, so he's holding back.
He's like, nah, I can do it. Bearded Brewer 87, Lenick 80, and Yorktown. Find those people on the untapped.
Cheers, 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 cheers. Show, and we're giving out some cheese.
7.7. I'm starting to get the alcohol burn. I'm getting down to the
Yeah.
I think all the alcohol hides at the bottom, right?
Is that where they put it?
Is alcohol heavier than the rest of the beer? Does the alcohol just hide at the bottom?
Yeah. That's scientifically proven. Keep the alcohol at the bottom. That way, if you forget the beer.
This glass perfectly lets the can sit on right in there. So I can get all of it. Nick's able to watch this. You're not able to watch this.
I'm checking this out. I can confirm the can fits perfectly in the glass.
Just sits on top of it. Litigated, you have some cheers.
I'm not yawning. You're yawning.
Stop it.
Cheers to the Robin, like Wazoo said. You know, she had the birthday last week.
Robin. She's the best. We've got some really nice listeners, and Robin's right there. Top 5 nice listeners on the Perfect Pour.
Yeah, cheers to the Get It Tonight, the Fontana, the Wazoo, and the Scotty B.
Hanging out in Fresno, loving it. Loving that Fresno scene, man.
Yeah, there you go. Some cheers.
Some cheers. Cheers to our Golden Gods.
Yes, of course.
They donate money every month, and we give them access to the full show, which is includes before the show starts, when we're hanging out and stuff, writing our notes for this show. You can listen to that just be a cool supporter of the show. Your Golden God, that is patreon.com/perfectpour. But thank you all the Golden Gods that pay all our bills. We got to pay for our mailbox in a few weeks, and we're going to be able to do that because you guys. So thank you. And we'll just be able to buy at Rush Day. We'll be able to buy beer willy nilly because of the Golden Gods.
This is going to be fun.
We'll be able to get drunk. We'll be able to buy beers for other people. It's going to be chaos, utter chaos, all because of the Golden Gods. So thank you for that. Also, thank you to Rachel Miller, to Radar13, to Hops_Hound, to Chew Your Beer, and the DG Avalanche. I'm sorry, dude. I fucked up. DGIULIAC. I can't even read my own ACCI. And to Coach LeMay from Tenaya Middle School here in Fresno.
Wow. He's
the TikToks. You might have seen him this week. He went viral doing his jerk style dancing moves at junior high.
All right.
Tenaya Junior High. And Coach LeMay is actually, you know, if you go to Tenaya_MissJenny on TikTok, you'll see, or look at the Fresno feed on Twitter, Tenaya, TENAYAS_MSJENNY on TikTok. You'll see that Coach LeMay doing that jerk dance. It was went viral this week. Not locally viral, but viral. And that Coach LeMay at Tenaya is Lizbeth. He is my neighbor behind me. And he is actually about 15 feet away from where I'm sitting right now is his back fence.
Mm-hmm.
He is an eye's back fence. We share a back fence. And so if you've seen that video of the teacher, TikTok teacher dancing jerk and stuff this week on the viral videos, that man lives behind Dorktown Studio. So
which makes him even more famous.
Yeah, which I mean, come on, bumps him up quite a bit. So cheers to Coach LeMay doing it for the Fresno Unified. And I think that's good, man. Thank you to all the people that listen to the show and share it with their friends and talk about it with their friends. That's the only way we stay relevant and cool and all that. Thanks is you guys. So thank you. And cheers to Matt. We'll be seeing Matt live in person December 18th, Rush Day. If you've Rush ever Day. Wanted to be on the Perfect Pour, that is your time. It is the first in-person get it with all the three of us around. I mean, I can't remember. I mean, it's what? What was the last time we did a Rush Day? 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Something like that. So, I'm guessing with Matt not being here, hopefully Matt will be here next week and we'll get everything locked in as far as times and stuff. But I feel like I remember it being like 11 o'clock in the morning when they would open the gates, usually. That feels correct to me. 10 or 11. But I'm maybe off on that. Maybe it was noon. Anyway.
Maybe.
The only thing I can
No, say, it was early. It was 10:30 or 11.
Is we will be there. The plan for us is to, we'll have
Saturday it is noon. 12:18. Oh, they have the time. 21 already? At noon.
Okay, I didn't see the time. So noon. High noon, Saturday the 18th.
High noon.
We will be in, our plan is to be in there already set up and started recording. Because Nick and I don't necessarily care about being in the line. Because we're recording, and then Matt's going to be working. We're just going to be, you know, getting Matt when we can pull him in. But so the plan is, like, when they open those gates for the bottles, we're going to be, you know, starting the show. We're going to be into it, this normal show. And then whoever, you know, we'll get the early stuff in, and then whoever comes by wants to be on will be on. Obviously Chew Your Beer, he's in, he's gonna be there, but whoever else wants to stop in, say hi, we'll be open to it. So but yeah, next week, no cussing week. Remember that, boys, Mellers. Don't fuck around. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't be bitches.
Yeah.
Is that a little rough? Sorry.
Jeez, Nick. Gosh. Man.
Yeah.
What are you drinking over there? Triples?
Oh, yeah. Triple it up.
All right. Yeah, especially if you're going to drink triples like us, be safe. Be safe.
Crushing Tecumseh's.
But have fun. If you're gonna drink a triple, you're gonna have fun. Nobody's drink a triple and not had fun.
Yeah. Nobody else will have fun, but you'll have fun.
That's right. When you're drinking a triple, there is nobody else having fun but you. You're having a great old time.
And you're having a great time.
And you can't understand why anybody else isn't having as much fun as you. You're just like how could you be annoyed at this? I am having an awesome time. How in the world could you be annoyed? This is a great time. Oh, because you're not drinking triples. Yeah.
Is that why?
So have that fun.
Yep.
And, but you got to remember first.
Yeah.
Even on triples.
Uh-huh.
Check your dates?
Dates.
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 I hate dates.
Wait, time travel is the rumor on Indiana Jones 5. How are you with this? How are you with time travel and Indiana Jones?
Time travel for me usually has more to do with what they're time traveling in than the actual aspect of time traveling.
Back to the Future. Are you not down with Indiana Jones time traveling?
Oh yeah, he could. Yeah, why not? Let him travel.
Let him do.
But what is? How does he travel? Like hot tub time machine? not a good time travel vessel.
That's interesting because I don't think we've really touched on that. Like the method of time travel, the Indiana. It really is the method of like, can I believe this?
Mm-hmm.
Hot tub time machine used Chevy Chase as the, as sort of like, well, the magic part of the time travel.
Oh, okay. Maybe that was the trouble with
the hot tub and Chevy Chase was the.
And Chevy Chase. Yeah.
Yeah, the DeLorean, yeah, you know, Back to the Future made it kind of, you know, Doc is a smart scientist guy that discovered time mm-hmm. travel. So you're like, okay, I can believe this. I can believe this. The flux capacitor and the DeLorean.
Yeah, fluxing.
I can buy this.
Mm-hmm. Bill and Ted's phone booth. Okay.
Yeah, okay-ish.
You know, I'm okay with that.
Have you ever seen
Luther? I guess Austin Powers also used the car.
I don't remember the Austin Powers time travel.
That was the gold member. I think that was the gold member episode. And back in time and
well, I mean it's already a goofy comedy, so you're just kind of gonna
go. Oh, okay. It. That's not the point of the movie.
Right.
Other time travel movies.
Have you seen Looper?
Yes. With
Bruce Willis and
Bruce Willis. I have. I don't quite remember the concept though.
Yeah, I mean I'm trying to remember. I remember that being okay.
I don't remember how they jumped because he had to keep going back and trying to fix it, right? So he got it right.
Yeah.
Well, was it a train?
What about? No, it wasn't a train.
Oh.
It seemed like it was like a. It was just like a stick or like not a stick, but like a light, like a thing he held in his hand or something. I don't know. What about Terminator? Terminator.
See, I don't remember the time travel aspect of that.
Well, like, well, the whole point was like John Connor sent Terminator back in time to stop, you know, stop things from even.
Oh, beginning. Okay. But that was kind of just more of an appearance, right? He didn't come in anything specific.
Well, like, yeah, what it, they just, yeah, I guess they never really. Maybe they probably did, but I never remember them explaining how they did. It's just like it's the future. They figured out time travel, and he figured out to send this person how to send this person back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You ever watch the Doctor Who series?
Yeah, phone booth again.
Yeah, another phone booth.
Another phone booth. I've only seen one variant of that. I don't know. I guess every time there's a new series, there's a new doctor.
Yeah, I have only seen a handful of episodes on that.
Yeah, so I'm not fully versed in that one, but I do know the booth has a lot to do with it.
I don't know. It may be, still may be flashbacks, but it looks like it's time travel. Indiana Jones 5.
Yeah, looking forward to it.